Learning Mesechtas Nida Daf Lamed Zayin Oma Beis, and we're starting 5 lines from the top. Oma Abaya. We just learned that Abaya and Rava argue if the Yemei Leida could count, if it's clean, the Yemei Leida could count for Shiva Nekim. So Zokt Abaya, Oma Abaya, Menor Aminila. How do I know my halacha that it doesn't work? So he says like this, the Tanya, the Raisa, it says in the Pasuk, this is talking about Abaya Leida, it says, Dabra Abnei Yisrael Leimar, Isha Ki Sazria, the older Zachar, if it sounds familiar, it's Parashat Sazria. The older Zachar, but Toma Shivas Yom Kimei Nidas Devoisa Titma. She's Toma 7 days, like Kimei Nidas Devoisa Titma. Now, what does that mean, Devoisa Titma? So, we had before this price, a few days ago. Devoisa Titma, Larabe says Boyalo. The Marabe that, when she has Thomas later, she's Metama, her Boyalo. And Devoisa Titma, Larabe says Alelos, even the nights are Tommy. Devoisa Titma, Larabe says Ledas Bezoiv. It's Marabe. She has to keep Shiva Nekim. So what's that drasha? My lab, Nekim Aleda. She has to be Nekim from Leida also. She has to count Shiva Nekim separate from Leida. And that's what teaching us. The voice of Titma, she can't count it now. No, law, it doesn't mean that. It means Shiva Nekim Adam. It doesn't mean it has to be not Leida. So it's also not a riot, Abaya. Abaya chose not a riot. Oh, my Abaya. No, my Allah. How do I know my Allah? Tanya. Under Braisa. That the Mar makes a hekesh, the may nidus to may leidasa, ki may nidusa kach may leidasa. My may nidasa ain't ruin leziva, vein sphere as shiva olamahem. It's impossible for a nida in the days of nida to become a zava. Why not? Because you have to remember this for the whole mesechtas nida comes up 150 times. That a nida when she sees dam she's tummy 7 days. Afterwards there's 11 days of may nida. That's the only times she become a zava. So in the first 7 days, could you become a Zava? No, it's impossible. Now, is it possible for the Shiva Nekim to land up in the middle of May Nida? No, it's impossible. Because once she's a Zava, so then she has to wait Shiva Nekim, and after Shiva Nekim, she's Tara from a Zava, and now she become a Nida. So make it hekesh. Mayi May Nidasa, ain ru'in l'ziva, she's not ru'in l'ziva, but ain sphira Shiva Olamahem, and you can't count Shiva Nekim in May Nida. It's impossible. Afi May Lidasa. Same thing by Leida also. She ain't ruin Leziva. It's not right to become a Ziva these days. And ain't Sphira Shiva Olamahem. You can't count Sphira Shiva in these days. So make a hekesh Nida to Leida. Just like Nida, it's impossible to become a Zava because she's a Nida. And it's also. Yemei Nida can't be counted as Shiva Nekim. Why? Because Yemei Nida can't start till you finish Shiva Nekim. So look at Leida is the same thing. So it's a Klara Hekish that it doesn't work. This is a first Raya, by the way, to Abaya, right? Not like Rava. So what does Rava do? But Rava, Hamani Rava Liazahi, Domar, Mr. Nami Sastra. He holds that it's going according to Eliezer, who holds that. You could be soicer, even somebody that's not goyrim to become a zava could be soicer. Just like a oinis by zav that's not goyrim, it's still soicer, you may later also, even though you may later can't become a zava, still it could be soicer. So he's saying this whole shaila really, this whole machlokes of Rav is only in the Rabbana. But in Rabbi Eliezer, everyone will agree that you can't count the Yemei Leida as Shiva Nekim. Why? Because it breaks up the Shiva Nekim. And even more, we said a Kuli Alma, it doesn't break up Shiva Nekim. According to Eliezer, it breaks up Shiva Nekim. The Leida breaks up the Shiva Nekim. Why is the Yemei Leida breaking Shiva Nekim? Because it's Tomei. You can't become a Zava. It makes a difference. He holds, you don't have to become a Zava to break it up. So that's Rabbi Eliezer, the price of Rabbi Eliezer. And we'll see in a second, it has to be a different Rabbi Eliezer anyway. New Gemara here, new part of the Gemara here. Gemara says Akasha over here. How do you learn Leida from Nida? Nida can't be Zava because it's impossible. So how do I write the Leida? Here it's impossible. Ridonim Efshem Shi Efshem, Omrav Achdeva Ami Rav Liazahi. So because Rav Liazahi, Donim Efshem Shi Efshem. That you could don Efshem Shi Efshem. The case of Rav Liazahi in Shas that says Donim Efshem Shi Efshem is, Shiloh, we're talking about in Menachos, in Mesechtas Menachos, talking about that. If you let her bring a Karim Pesach from Maisa Sheni. So you let her bring, you know, Maisa Sheni is money that you're supposed to bring to Yerushalayim and to buy kabanos with it and eat it. So I have a great idea. I'll use my Maisa money to buy a Karan Pesach. It's not cheap, a Karan Pesach. You're allowed to do it or not? So Rabbi Yehuda says he can't. He says, just like Pesach Mitzrayim, was Pesach Mitzrayim for Maisa Sheni? No. So this also can't be Maisa Sheni. Dr. Akiva to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? In Mitzrayim, last I checked, there was no Maisa Sheni. We were in Mitzrayim. So what Shaykhus? She says, no, he holds Dolom Efsha Mashi Efsha. See, here also you learn out Leida from Nida. So that's what this price says. Rav Sheish is on by different shot. No, well, that's we don't have done Efsha Mashi Efsha. Here, a karach on a case of a kosher. Here it's a hekesh. When it's a hekesh, a mashiv ma hekesh, we don't care if it's not possible. Same exact Gemara, just with different names a little bit. Yigadami, Rav Achtovi, Bar Ami, Rav Sheishas. Here, Rav Sheishas is the same story as Rav Achtovi. Rav Eliyaz, Yidam, don't have Efsha Mashi Efsha. Rav Papa, ma karach on a case of a kosher. That's a hekesh, and therefore a mashiv ma hekesh. Adkan, new Gemara. It said in our Mishnah that if she had kushi for 3 days, kasha 3 days in the yud aleph yoim, what's the halacha? So the halacha is it's dam kushi, you don't become a zava. But if you stopped for 24 hours and then you had a baby after 24 hours, the halacha is that you let this bezoyim. That shows that the labor pains weren't associated with the birth, and therefore you are nida. That's right. But the Yehuda holds, Yeshua holds, no, you need a dafka, 24 hours not enough of a hefsik, you need a night and then a day as a hefsik. That was yesterday's Mishnah. Vayelu, Shavsa, now what was the case over here? Did you see straight until the, let's say it was given days, much easier. Sunday, she was in labor, she saw dam. Monday, she was in labor, she saw dam. Tuesday, she was in labor, she saw dam. Wednesday, she had a baby. Right? Wednesday, she had a baby. No, Wednesday was the day which was quiet. It was the Shavsa. And then Wednesday night, by Shkia, she had a baby. So on Wednesday, when she stopped having labor pains, was she seeing dam or not? She didn't see dam? But if she saw dam, it will be halacha. Then it will be machmas aleda, even though she didn't have labor pains that day. So if you don't know the answer, it's good, because that's the moral question over here. Ibay Luhu, Shafsa mizeh umizeh. Let's say, if she sees dam straight, 3 days and then the dam. If she has, it's 3 days with labor pains, Sunday, Tuesday with labor pains, and Wednesday she saw dam at labor pains, and then she had the baby. So then we see clearly that it's the dam was not from the labor, because you see that she saw dam without labor pains. But here, shafsa mizeh mizeh. Here she was quiet down from the dam and from the labor. Mahu. Chistam atmeya, she says tamay, because you see the first 3 days, nothing to do with the leida. But Rav Chanina amano tahir, she's tar, because we see it has to do with the leida. Because when the pain stopped, the dam stopped. So you see, the dam came only from the pain, and she had a baby later on, so we see associated from the pain. Zok the Gemara, Om Rav Chanina, I'll bring a riot to my shita, that's Taira. Moshul melech, she yoytse, v'chayol esol afanov. It's a moshul, the king is going out, that's they're referring to the baby. The baby's like the king. And before the baby, he sends out the escalades. They go out, v'chayol esol afanov, and that was the dam, the first 3 days. V'yadua, she'chayol esol afanov melech, hein. But you see, we know those are the chayalos of the melech, so don't tell me it's not associated with the labor. It is. You see, when the dam came, it came together with labor pains, that was the raya, that the baby's coming. Rav Chisda Amar, no, if the dam was the escalades over here, so it should have been going straight to the baby. If it's sure right before the baby comes on Wednesday, it should be dam coming. That's when the main entourage comes. So get this machlekes. They each give a melech example with a melech, a marshal. That's machlekes Rav Chista and Rav Chanina. So to Gemara tonight, we looked at our Mishnah. That what's the shear of being quiet to show that the baby has nothing to do with the dam? Rav Shua Malayla v'yoyim kolel Shabbos v'yoymei. And says, and the Mishnah says further, there's nothing to do with Rav Shua Pashas. Says a shofsa minatzar v'loyim minadam. Speaks that clear that she was quieted down from the pains, but not from the dam. Then you see she's tummy. We say that she's tummy because the dam has nothing to do with the labor. But if she stopped from everything, then tahira. So it's a raya to Rav Chanina, tuf to Rav Chista. Because it's a raya to Rav Chanina that if she stops from both dam and pain, you see that the dam is directly associated with labor pain. No, both cases are tummy. Let me buy mizeh the tamei. If he stops them both, it's pashut tamei. Why? The paskel chas gamri. Because there, the entourage stops. So for sure, it's nothing to do with the birth. Av menatzar v'le menadam. Aima, really, she's having tzar. You would think that since he's seeing dam, really she's having pains. She didn't stop from the kusha either. She doesn't feel it. She's the right foot of birth. She's going a little crazy. She doesn't really realize, but really she's having the pain. No, it's still, we say she's tame. So Rav Chisda got out of this raya. Now we're going to try a raya in the opposite way. Tanakh. It says in our Mishnah, that means she saw Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, it was in 11 days of Zivos, and she saw with pain or labor pain Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then then Wednesday she was quiet, then she had a baby Wednesday night. It says, why? Because you have a hefsek between the labor pain and the birth. So what's the case? If this is the case, why do you have to say the cases you saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday was quiet? Why can't I say the case like this? She saw Sunday with pain, Monday with pain. Tuesday, the pain subsided and she saw dam that day. And then they had a baby on Tuesday night. So now, you can't say that it was from the birth because she went a day without seeing, without feeling pain. So what do you have to have an extra day of seeing dam? 3 days is enough. What do you need 4 days? Elav hachkam. This you have to read the Mishnah. Kosso shloisha v'shav samezem zeh. If she saw 3 days and then she stopped from both dam and from pain, or oisha kosso shnayim v'shav samezleis and she saw straight for 3 days, but she stopped on Tuesday from having pain. Both those cases, both cases are tame. And it's a kasha Rav Chanina who says that if she quiets down from dam and from kushi, that she's tar. Tzivta Rav Chanina. So Kash Rav Chanina, it's like it says. Why does it say a case we saw 3 days and he stopped the whole Wednesday? Why can't you say he stopped on Tuesday from pain and saw down that day? But Kamash Balon, no, I'm saying Kut Rav Chanina, the case is she saw all 4 days. And she, so why didn't he all 4 days she saw? Just say 3 days and she stopped having pain on Tuesday. Rav Chanina, even though part of the third day she had a little pain, and then she had 24 hours that went a little bit into the fourth day, is still tame. Not like Rav Chananya, we learned before, Rav Chananya holds that any time the third day has a little pain, it can become a zava. The third day is the day that makes you into zava. If you have pain in that third day while you're seeing, you have labor pains while you're seeing dam, she is not tame. Lafuki Rav Chananya, that's this part of this Mishnah. Now the Mishnah has a three-way machlokes. For how long before the birth could you say it's coming from the birth? If she had labor pains for many days straight, how many days could you count and associate with the later? Rameya says 40 or 50 days. The other man, the Yom Huda, says the month is her ninth month. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, I think it is, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say 2 weeks. So first explaining Rameya. Rameya says 40 or 50 days. So I thought it meant even 100 days maybe. But the Gemara says no, it's dafka 40 or 50 days. Now the question is, which one, 40 or 50? Hashta chamishim mekasha, if 50 days is allowed to be toiling later, arbarim abayi, you have to tell me 40? If 50, then for sure 40. Depends. If an isha is a sickly woman, so if it's possible to be in labor 50 days. Not more than that, but only 50 days to be in labor. You can tell her then in the dam kushi. If she's a healthy lady, you only have 40 days. So that's the limit if you're a mayor. A healthy lady, the limit is 40 days. And according to a sickly lady, you get 50 days to be tailored in the later.